Right now, I'm very glad to welcome Victor Gorodinsky from the UW-Madison Russian Folk Orchestra here to visit us again. He's been a frequent guest here, and we've had a lot of live performances, too, talking about the upcoming concert by the orchestra, which is tomorrow. Correct. Welcome.
Hi, Peter. Yes, hello. The UW Russian Folk Orchestra has its annual big spring concert tomorrow on Saturday, May 4th at 7 p.m. at First Unitarian Society of Madison, which is at 900 University Bay Drive in Madison. This is going to be a big concert. We don't do big concerts very often, but this one is big. And we'll have a number of soloists. In addition to just orchestra, we'll have our usual vocal soloist, Anya Gubinkova, with whom we've worked for several years. She's an amazing folk singer. She will be performing with us. Our own flute player, Anne Gath, who is also a member of the Madison Flute Club, will be doing a solo. And the entire Madison Flute Club is joining us for a couple of selections. And we also will have one of our domra players, Dan Cobb, who will be playing banjo, which is somewhat unusual for our music. I'm not going to give out all the secrets, but... And finally, we'll have a dance group. Again, we don't do this very often. It's called Russian Roulette Dancers. There are 8 dancers that will be doing a number with the orchestra. So it's very exciting, and we can't wait. And as I said, it's tomorrow on Saturday at 7 p.m.
You've been around for over 20 years, but a number of listeners may not be familiar with what the folk orchestra is. Could you describe that?
Yes. This is our 22nd year. I myself moved to Madison in 1995. I used to live in Illinois. And in 1997, a couple of years after I arrived here, I started this ensemble. First, it was just a small group. I think we had 6 or 7 people. But then we started growing, and right now we have close to 40 people. Many of them are students, so people change often. 2 years ago, in 2017, we had a big 20th anniversary concert, which was packed. We did it at School of Music Mills Hall. And what we have is more or less traditional. We have 2 groups of stringed instruments, the balalaikas, that many people are familiar with. Those are triangular instruments, and they come in different sizes, from small to very, very large contrabasses, of which we have 3. And then we also have the companion instruments, domras, which are oval-shaped instruments, and they also come in several sizes. We also have a few accordions. We use flute and oboe, some percussion. Those are mostly the same as used in symphony orchestras. And our repertoire, we are the Russian folk orchestra, so our repertoire certainly reflects that. But we don't only play folk music. We play modern music. We play occasionally arrangements of Russian classical music. We've played pieces by Tchaikovsky, Mussorgsky, etc. So this will be a very varied program because we'll have little of everything.
Why don't we hear a little bit of music, this on the more traditional side, but then I'd like to talk a little more about how you're branching out from that.
Sure.
Here's an arrangement of a folk song. Anything you want to say about this?
This is probably one of the most known Russian folk songs.
The Broad Step.
The Broad Step, mm-hmm. Yeah. If you understand Russian, it's Step, the Step Kругом. We recorded this a few years ago with... Professor Emeritus of the School of Music, the oboe player, Mark Fink.
Thank you.
The Broad Step, an arrangement of a Russian folk song featuring Mark Fink and members of the Russian Folk Orchestra, including Viktor Gorodinsky, who is with us right now in the studio. And there's a concert coming up Saturday. We'll mention that again. I did want to ask you a little more about, interesting what you're saying about performing traditional music, similar to this arrangement that we've heard here, but that you look to branch out and take the idea of what this kind of ensemble can play even further. What kinds of things do you do to try to accomplish that?
Well, Peter, you know, a lot of people know what the balalaika is and what it sounds like. And we are, being a folk orchestra, of course, we try to concentrate on folk music, not necessarily just Russian. You know, we played other Slavic folk music, Eastern European, Ukrainian, Belarusian, Bulgarian. In fact, we're doing a Bulgarian song tomorrow. But a lot of people don't realize that the instruments that we use, balalaikas, domras, are capable of a lot more. The potential is just, you know, the sky's the limit. And I've been doing this for a long time. And every time we have a concert, I like to include something that shows the potential of these instruments, not just the folk stuff, the folk songs that we just played, which is wonderful, but there is a lot. These days in particular, I try to stay in touch, you know, on top of this. There are a number of composers, young composers in Russia these days, who write modern music for these kind of ensembles, which is not necessarily, it may or may not be based on folk themes. Very often it's just modern music, not, you know, crazy modern, but, and we're going to play a couple of those pieces. But these instruments can do a lot more. As I said, the potential is very high. And I try to include some of this just to show the people what we can do outside of traditional folk repertoire.
And you mentioned, it's important. You said you had a banjo this time, which is unusual. Do you do much of that, bringing in?
No, we don't. And this is just something, it's a little surprise. I'm not going to divulge our secrets, yes, but we'll have a banjo, yes, among other things. But as I said, I mean, I personally try to include more modern music, just which is written originally for these instruments, not arrangements. And there is a lot of interesting music out there.
And it keeps the tradition fresh too by doing it that way.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, yes.
Well, again, the concert's coming up tomorrow at the Unitarian.
First Unitarian Society, 900 University Bay Drive. The concert is at 7 p.m. And you can buy tickets online. You can just Google UW Russian Folk Orchestra and you'll see it right there. Or you can certainly buy tickets at the door. Again, we start at 7 p.m. tomorrow, May 4th.
That sounds like a terrific concert. And
I hope so.
Best with that, and we look forward to having you come back.
Thank you, Peter.
Again, Viktor Gorodinsky here from the UW Russian Folk Orchestra. And again, their concert tomorrow night in Madison. Thank you again.
Thank you.